So we are now going to hear from Terry Rupp. And Terry, I hope some of you are able to read her bio. She is a mom. You know, her situation is similar to mine. Children, I think she's a stay-at-home mom, but she is like, her situation is way different in that she does way more than I ever did. I always thought, well, the only thing I can do is being a room mom and taking care of my kids and all of that. And so, Terry, we are so happy to have you, and we are ready to hear you speak.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thanks, everybody, for having me here. Yes, you will all get to hear all about my story later today when I give my keynote address at the banquet. During this time, I get to step into President Riccobono's shoes as I'm representing him as the national rep. So President Riccobono sends his greetings. He wishes he could have the ability to be at all the conventions of all of our 52 affiliates, but that is entirely not possible. So he asks the members of the board of directors and other leaders of the National Federation of the Blind to attend in his place, to be his eyes and ears, to see what great things are happening in the affiliates across the country, and to relay the information of what's happening in our national organization to our local state affiliates. So I have truly enjoyed being able to participate in the Alaska Convention virtually. I would love to attend one day in the future, especially after hearing yesterday's presentation about all the incredible activities that are being done outdoors. If you did read my bio, then you had an opportunity to see that I'm a huge outdoor enthusiast. I love camping, hiking, paddleboarding, running, and biking, and all other things like that. So one of these days, my family will make our way up to Alaska and explore Denali and all other places that Alaska has to offer. So I will try to do my best in presenting this 90-page national rep guide. I know I only have 30 minutes, so I will not be able to cover everything that's in this report. I hope you guys have the opportunity to take a look at the websites and links that I'll be sharing. So just to start, like I said, President Riccobono sends his greetings, and he wants everyone in the National Federation of the Blind to know that he is always reachable. You can reach him at his email at officeofthepresident@nfb.org, or you can call 410-659-9314 and ask the operator for the Office of the President. Something that I've really enjoyed learning about President Riccobono over the few years that I've gotten to know him as a friend and colleague is that he is more than just a leader in the world's leading largest organization of blind people. He's a passionate parent. He loves sports, and he enjoys getting creative, cooking, experimenting with recipes in the kitchen. During the pandemic, he joined the many Americans who joined up with us experimenting and getting creative with sourdough starter. And every week or so, he'd do another sourdough recipe with sourdough bagels or sourdough bread, all sorts of sourdough concoctions. And something else that you might not know about President Riccobono is that he really enjoys getting creative with music. He spends a lot of his time on the roof of our National Center in Baltimore, Maryland, with his guitar. He gets a lot of just reverent moments just being able to reflect with his music and his creations. And I really admire how a father, a leader, and a friend is able to find balance in and is able to stay strong as he's faced with so many challenges as he holds the role of as of president of the National Federation of the Blind. So again, he is always reachable, and if you need to reach him, send him an email at officeofthepresident@nfb.org. A few critical dates to keep in mind are to attend the next Presidential Release Live on Monday, November 1st. The Presidential Release Lives have been a really great way for us to be able to stay connected during this pandemic time. I really appreciate what Bonnie said about Zoom and how it's just been able to bring us all together. And Zoom's not going away. So tune in. If you have any questions for President Riccobono, you can send them ahead of time to Chris Danielson at cdanielson@nfb.org. The next two presidential releases will be on November 1st and December 2nd. There will be release miniature recordings that chapter presidents can play at their chapter meetings if members are not able to listen live. And we still do encourage that we listen to the presidential release and discuss what's happening at our chapter meetings. This is how we're able to stay up to date with what's happening all over the country. We have our national convention that all of us are looking forward to attending. It's crazy to think that we haven't been able to assemble for two conventions already. So I know Bonnie's excited. I'm excited. I hope you're ready because I'm a hugger. So there's going to be a lot of hugging when we're all able to gather in New Orleans on July 5th and 10th. So save the date to attend in person at our first in-person convention post-pandemic. What makes our organization so special are the members. If you've ever had a chance to attend a national convention in person, and you've had the chance to stop by the presidential suite, you probably would have noticed that there are bowls of M&Ms in the room. M&Ms are also passed around during the leadership seminars that are usually held twice a year. They weren't held during 2020, and President Riccobono just invited another class of leaders to attend the leadership seminar this last September, the first one since the February 2020 leadership seminar before the world shut down. The M&Ms stand for membership and money. We're a grassroots organization. We wouldn't be able to do the things that we do without our members. Our members are the most vital, important component of our organization. Every single person has value and brings something to the table. Every single person, whether they realize it or not, has something to contribute to the organized blind movement. And so I want to stress the importance of being a member and being an active member of the National Federation of the Blind. The other M, money. We couldn't do the work that we do without money. We do this through our PAC contributions, our pre-authorized contribution plan. I'll go into detail about PAC a little bit more later. Our corporate donors, and all of the generous donations from our state affiliates and fundraisers that we do. Another thing that sets us apart from other blindness entities, agencies, nonprofits, organizations is that we are a civil rights organization. For 81 years, we've been advocating for the rights of blind people. We're blind people advocating for the rights of blind people. That's a huge difference between sighted people advocating for the rights of blind people because we're speaking for ourselves. Bonnie mentioned earlier about our Washington seminar. We do have our bills introduced now in the House and in the Senate for a medical device non-visual medical device bill, our accessible technology bill, and our transition into meaningful employment bill. So if you want to learn more about our legislative and advocacy efforts, I invite you to visit nfb.org/advocacy, and you can find all of the information there. The NFB has been helping and working with states across the country to pass the parental rights bill. I noticed that Alaska is not yet on this list of states that has done it. There's a model parental rights bill. And if you're, when your affiliate is ready, you have many other states. I don't have the complete list at my fingertips right now. Hawaii, Utah, Colorado, Nevada, Missouri, Maryland. I believe there's 12 states, and we would be more than happy to assist you in getting a parental rights bill passed in Alaska. It's remarkable to think that parents, blind parents these days, are still having their rights questioned and their children taken away just on the basis of blindness. Itself, we pride ourselves in being on top of self-advocacy in higher education. We have an education toolkit and we have a survey. So we're asking everybody to go onto the nfb.org website to take the survey. If you're a parent of a blind child, if you're a blind student in elementary school or high school facing obstacles and barriers, then we're asking you to go on every semester to let us know what works and what's not working. What apps are you encountering? What obstacles are keeping you from, or your child from, being able to completing their schoolwork? So this also can be found on nfb.org/education. The legal issues and the legal work of the Federation is a coordinated effort. If there's a legal issue that needs to be tackled, we're asking members and states not to go after these issues on their own. Make sure that you reach out to your state president so that your state president can connect with the national office and we can work on a collaborative strategy on how to work on whatever legal issues might be coming about in your state. We've had misrepresentation from people from non-members and members representing the Federation in ways that were not the best. And so we're asking everybody to please stick with a coordinated legal effort. If there's any legal issue that you need to bring up, please contact Valerie Yingling. Valerie Yingling's email address is vyingling, V-Y-I-N-G-L-I-N-G at nfb.org. Some current issues that we're currently asking for feedback on is on Amazon. If you have been discriminated against as somebody who works for Amazon, please contact Valerie. State affiliates were invited to participate in the Red Box kiosk testing. I don't know if Alaska has joined up on this, but state affiliates across the country will be testing to see if the Red Box DVD movie rental kiosks are accessible. Sorry, I'm just lost my place in my notes. although we were forced to get creative in continuing our work in the Federation through the virtual platform and continuing to stay, keep our members safe and socially distanced, this didn't keep us from continuing the work of our blindness education initiatives. Throughout 2021, we were able to serve blind students from across the country in our virtual in-home Bell Academy. Kids were sent boxes of Braille materials and attended the virtual in-home Bell Academy, led and mentored by positive blind role models and educators from across the country. We also had our STEM to You program that was held virtually because the pandemic doesn't stop us. We have a huge resource list. I'm not going to try to get into this list. I invite you to go to nfb.org to visit the resources offered. If you have not yet subscribed to our flagship publication, and the Braille Monitor, please do so. Every month, Gary Wunder, our editor of our Braille Monitor, brings out so many articles written by our membership. The August-September Braille Monitor has highlights from the National Convention, this previous 2021 virtual convention. This month, we are celebrating Blind Equality Achievement Month, formerly known to many of us as Meet the Blind Month. Yesterday, many chapters and states gathered together to celebrate National White Cane Day. And we are always on the move, whether it's October or any other month of the year, out living our lives and living the lives that we want, removing obstacles and raising expectations. If you have an activity that you have done and or you're about to do, share it with the rest of the country. Send it to communications@nfb.org so the rest of the country knows what Alaska is doing. A couple other things to keep in mind is that our National Scholarship Program opening application date has been pushed back. Typically, scholarship applications open on November 1st. Starting from this year, scholarship applications will run from December 1st through March 31st. Every year, the National Federation of the Blind gives 30 scholarships ranging from $3,000 to $12,000. And this program is more than just a cash scholarship program. It's a mentoring program and it's a leadership program. We bring in our scholarship winners. Some have been in the Federation as long as childhood and some are brand new to the Federation, but they not only walk away with the prize, they walk away with a week of mentorship and continued mentorship by members of the scholarship committee. So, for everybody listening on this call, if you're a college student, if you're a high school senior, or if you know of a college student or high school senior, please encourage them to apply for the national scholarship when it opens up on December 1st. And don't wait till the last minute because you never know what kinds of technology things will jump into your path with submitting your applications. The NFB has a brand. Did you know we have a brand? Similar to the big red K for the Kellogg's brand or the swoosh for the Nike brand, our organization has a brand, and this is the part of the national report that I really enjoy sharing with affiliates when I serve as national rep. The NFB brand, our brand, is made up of ideas, values, and characteristics and qualities for which the National Federation of the Blind wants to be known. Our brand values are courage, respect, full participation, love, democracy, and collective action. And our brand personality is inspirational, innovative, inviting, and powerful. These are all powerful words that we as members of the National Federation of the Blind embody and carry with us as ambassadors and members of the organization. Over the last 18 months, we've all been tested to so many of our limits emotionally, physically, mentally. Our organization has been tested, our strength, our courage, but we're standing on almost 81 years of the work that we've done, and we're not going anywhere. President Riccobono said in his 2018 banquet speech, "It is our diversity that gives us depth. It is our long-standing commitment that gives us strength. It is our synergy that makes us unstoppable." So I told you I was going to go back into the numbers for the PAC report. You will be happy to hear that you guys are ahead of my home state, Nevada. Nevada is number... See where Nevada is. Nevada is number 41 on the list of ranking states in the affiliate or in the 52 affiliates. Coming in at 27 is Michigan, and coming in at 28 is Kentucky, and right in between at 26 is Alaska. The year to date collected is, I think I may have mistyped my 6 and my 4. It is, I believe it's 6,000, no, I'm right, $4,600.00. The monthly contribution is $525. Members contributing is three members are contributing $525. That's incredible. Great job, guys, to those three. Keep up the great work for those of you who are contributing to the PAC plan. Thank you so much for supporting the programs and the work of the Federation. If you are not yet signed up, or if you want to increase your PAC pledge, the NFP has made it extremely easy to do. You can visit nfb.org/PAC to make your pledge your monthly contribution, or you can send an email to PAC@nfb.org, or you can call 410-659-9314 extension 2622. I want to leave you with one last quote. I am a collector of quotes, and as we're moving into the winter of 2021, and we're all ready to move forward and move out of this current limbo that we're finding ourselves living in, and move away from the current challenges that our organization has been facing. I want to share with you one of the quotes that I often tell myself on my long runs by Ralph Waldo Emerson. "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you are tiny matters to what lies within you." So thank you, Bonnie, and the rest of the affiliate of the NFE of Alaska for giving me this time to give my national report. And I look forward to sharing my own personal story about blindness and membership and leadership in the organization later today.
Thank you, Terry, for sharing all that information.